On today's show, people all over the world keep buying more and more cars. Magna lands a big LiDAR contract with BMW. And Mahindra explains why its off-road vehicle looks like a Jeep. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Global car sales continue to grow. Words Auto reports that automakers sold over 24 million vehicles in the first quarter, which is a 2% gain compared to last year. In Europe, sales reached 5.5 million units, which is a 2% increase. Sales in Asia hit 11.7 million vehicles, up over 2%. Carmakers sold 4.2 million vehicles in North America, which is a 2.4% improvement. And sales in South America soared 15% in the first 3 months of the year to just over a million units. A few months back, we showed you a new kind of LiDAR that the supplier company Magna developed. And now comes news that Magna will supply BMW with solid-state LiDAR for autonomous cars. The system, which was developed with Israeli startup company Innoviz, can support level 4 and 5 autonomous driving. The LiDAR generates a 3D point cloud in real time of the vehicle's surroundings, even in difficult settings like direct sunlight, varying weather conditions, and multi-LiDAR environments. And 3D mapping is a critical component of making autonomous cars a reality. Lexus has found a way to boost sales of its hybrids, and that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The hybrid version of any car tends to only be available on the higher trim levels, making an already pricey package even more expensive. But Lexus is finding success by taking, quote, some of the premium out of its hybrid models, or in other words, making them less expensive. And according to Words Auto, in the first quarter, RX hybrid sales are up over 33%, and the NX is up close to 170%. Now Lexus will do the same with the new ES sedan that just debuted at the Beijing Auto Show and is currently only seeing a hybrid take rate of 10%. And that would be a nice shot in the arm sales-wise for a vehicle that has been the best-selling Lexus car since 1992. Jeep is trying a new way to boost the brand outside of the American market. It will sponsor driving events and rallies that Harley-Davidson is holding in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Mopar is also part of the festivities and will be showcasing its products and services. Jeep and Harley have been doing these events for 4 years and are extending their partnership because it's been so successful. And hey, don't forget to tune in to Autoline After Hours this Thursday. Our special guest is Steve Miller, the CEO and chairman of the International Automotive Components Group, or IAC. He has held that position since 2015, but has also worked at Ford, Chrysler, Federal Mogul, and Delphi, and is known as a bit of a business restructuring expert. So you know he'll have something to say about the current state of the automotive industry. Mahindra, the Indian automaker, is making an off-road vehicle that sure looks like a Jeep. Coming up next, we'll tell you how they can get away with that. In racing news over the weekend, Lewis Hamilton won the Formula One race with his Mercedes at the crazy, crash-filled Grand Prix of Azerbaijan. Joey Logano took the win in his Ford Fusion at the Talladega Super Speedway, and Steve Torrens won the top fuel category at the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals in North Carolina. Recently, Indian automaker Mahindra introduced a new off-road vehicle for the North American market called the Roxor. It bears a striking resemblance to the original Jeep. And on last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Rich Haas, the president and CEO of Mahindra North America, and he told us about the company's relationship with Jeep that goes back to the Second World War.
Barney Roos, was their technical guy, mm-hmm. I guess. So anyhow, the Mahindra brothers started to have, they met him and started to have conversations, and they said, look, you know, the war is ending. You guys have these product. India's road conditions post-war are not too great, and so this is a perfect product for the kind of usage that we could see. Could we get a license from you to build them? So the license was granted in 1946. We started to make CKD, and literally they were knocking them down and stepping them in crates and sending them to us, and we would put them back together. 1947, we started that. So today, 71 years later, where the same manufacturing facility is still making the product, and of course there's been updates made. It doesn't look like the old classic, which is the World War II version.
Yeah.
We have one of those, and some of the old tooling's still around for that, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that even has a shorter wheelbase than this one, and it's got that funky, the front end comes in before it goes forward, flat fender, right, with the 11 barbed grill. That was where we started. It eventually migrated to this level, and there was continued to be a relationship with Willis and then AMC and until the 70s or maybe late 70s or early 80s, and then...
That's fascinating because, you know, because Jeep still keeps these old Army vehicles around as sort of their touchstone.
Right.
And you guys, basically, in India,
right.
There's a similar
same
culture
thing.
There.
Same
yeah.
thing. And yeah. so I think our license expired...
It's such a durable car. It's
so
amazing.
I think our license expired in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then we just continued to build from whatever that level of vehicle was. And I think we stopped updating it in the mid-80s. Whatever that level of vehicle is, we continued to build. So that's what this is. It is a very, very authentic vehicle.
And has Jeep come knocking on your door going, hey, wait a minute?
So we have agreements with FCA that are applicable in this case. And we followed them, and they know that. And so that's...
So let's
that was the, I think that was one of the changes, right? If you go to India and you see what do you call it? The Thar, it still has a 7-slot grill, right? You bring it here, and now you got this new 4-slot grill.
So again, we followed. We have legal agreements with FCA. We followed them, and that's what this product represents.
Yep.
And for a deeper dive into the Roxor, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.